Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
With continuing coverage of first and final round of this year's Amherst Alumni Golf Tournament with Marty Baron, Amherst Hall of Famer, I'm Brian Duff. How are you hitting them there, big guy?
I'll tell you this, Duffer. I have not played a lot of golf this summer. And it showed on the first hole that I played today, which was 13. My drive went to the right into the lost ball into the fescue. My next shot, a 9-iron, went off the hosel to the left fescue.
Keep so, this going. I'm going to call you Corey Connors.
What happened
to him yesterday? Oh, my goodness.
I wasn't watching him. I was watching Scottie Scheffler yesterday.
Right. There would have been no coverage of Connors. He'd backpedaled himself pretty much out of the field by that point. Yeah.
Forget about him. But then I'll tell you this. So that was 13. 14 was better. 15 was okay. We're on 16, long par 5.
Yeah.
I hit a 3-wood to about 40 yards to the green, like my second shot.
Yeah.
It was dialed in. It was dialed in. So now now I left them. They have a 40-yard kind of approach shot. You know, they're third, and then hopefully it's our first birdie of the day. This is a tough course. Cobblestone Creek in Rochester. It's really hard, but
Victor,
beautiful day.
Technically,
well,
isn't
Victor,
it?
You're right. Yes, thank you for the correction. Mm-hmm. That people of Rochester would be mad if I said Cobblestone Creek in Rochester.
I mean, it'd be like saying you're in Amherst and Buffalo, right? Like, kind of thing.
I don't like that in Buffalo.
No?
I want you to specify where you are at the time. Like, you know.
That's the challenge for all great musical artists, is when they end up out in the suburbs somewhere and they feel obligated to thank whichever little town they're in. It's like, no. We're actually the big town on this night.
Yeah,
like,
no, we're
like
in
if you're at Darien, please thank Buffalo. Don't thank the little town of Darien.
Well, you can thank Buffalo and Rochester because you're in between. But yeah, so anyway, beautiful day because last year it rained cats and dogs in this place and people were soaking wet. And the year before wasn't great either. So we got a beautiful day. I got to see Brett Murray, who was out there, Ryan Callahan, Roy Fitzpatrick, Randy Cunningworth.
Still unsigned, Brett Murray, to your knowledge?
To my knowledge, yeah. Mm-hmm. To my knowledge.
But new papa.
New daddy, yeah. I asked him how the golf game was, and he said it was good early in the summer, and then they just had a baby a couple weeks ago. So he said it's been not so much on the golf course. So he was kind of excited to be out
on
the course today. So
I will bet.
But beautiful. You ran into Jody Gage, Jordy Robertson, and he says, thank you for the birthday wishes. And I was like, that was one of the best, like, off the cuff, like, kind of conversation that we had. I didn't tell him about the exchange of text messages the next day, but that's okay.
So in the same week, not long ago, Derek Smith of the Sabres and Jordy Robertson had birthdays. And
Derek Smith was the day before, and Jordy was the next day.
So we gave Jordy a big pump up and shout out, and later that day got a thank you text. It was three of us on the text, so I assumed it was Jordy, but it was a day late Derek Smith.
Well,
so, meanwhile, I had said, hope you're great, Jordy. Have an awesome day.
He goes, sorry, guys, this is Mitty. Well, I kind of saw the text come in because I had Derek Smith's number in my phone.
As I should have.
I was cutting the grass or something, so I didn't see it until, and I said, happy birthday. I just replied, like, general, like, you know, on the lawnmower. And then you're like, Marty's searing me by not saying who it was. Which is real-life problems right there. Right?
It is, right?
Like, when you get a... I remember, so...
And I'm due for a new phone, so this is probably going to exacerbate things. They're going to have all sorts of shortcomings and connections.
I may have told you this before and told our audience before, but so 2012-13, we have a shortened season because of the lockout. We started in January, no training camp, like a one-week practice, go. And
that
John Tortorella was our coach.
Torrid Thomas Vanek start to the season, former Amherst, yes.
Yes.
Five-pointer against Philly.
Oh, is that what it was? Mm-hmm. Oh, somebody just made
one
a
of
nice
two.
Spot.
One of two 5-point games for
so
Dan that year.
Yeah. We have that year with Torts. We lose to Boston, and then Torts gets fired at the end of the year with the Rangers. So I text Torts maybe a couple days later. Hey, want to thank you for the two great years the Rangers. You're a great coach, great friend, and good luck with whatever comes next. And then I get, who's this? As a response. I'm like, he goes, sorry, Marty. I'm like, it's Marty. He goes, sorry, Marty, I got a new phone. I don't have my contacts because his phone was probably a Rangers phone with all his contacts. So I got a who's this from Tortorella when I was congratulating him or thanking him because not congratulations. He just got fired.
We may keep it goalie-themed today. Dave Perreault is one of the guests here, a former Amerik for a couple of seasons before he actually would go on in the Capitals organization to win a Calder Cup with Hershey. But you know me, like I always – I am – incredibly impressed. Look, first of all, we're so lucky, Buffalo, Rochester, the connection, but on days like this, being reminded of just, even if they didn't stay in the area for their entirety of their post-playing days, the willingness for so many to come back to Western and Central New York is awesome. And so when I saw the name Dave Perreault today, I'm like, I remember, like, hockey cards and, you know, as I was becoming a fan of the game in the late 70s, and obviously with a name like Perreault, I was already infatuated with Gilbert Perreault, and you're just like...
Spelled differently, but yes.
But it was just, you know, and the fact that you read a little more about his history in the game, and everybody's got their place, and I just think it's awesome. And, you know, obviously the Amerks are celebrating 70 years of hockey this coming season when they drop the puck in early October, so you have... just legendary names like Randy Cunningworth, and, you know, from a coaching and playing standpoint.
And Cunny had a couple of stints, so he was here earlier, and then he came back. And when I played with Cunny, you know, in 98, 99, he was player assistant coach,
which
Randy
is
Cunningworth.
Wild to think of, right?
We're not, like, it's not 50 years ago. Like, I mean, in the 70s, you had player coaches, and think of Reggie Dunlop, right? And Slapshot, like, he's a player coach. But
hard not to.
But that's what it was. You had these lower league teams that had player coaches. But, I mean, my first year in Rochester, 97, 98, Brian McCutcheon was that coach. He was the only coach on the staff.
Yeah.
Nobody else with him. He was the only guy, which is crazy to think. Then the second year, he had John Cristiano, who's here, by the way.
Amazing.
JC's a hockey encyclopedia. Like, he's... So he was an assistant
coach.
But
it's one thing to know everything about the game and know the people, but you have to care for all of that stuff to translate.
Yes.
When John speaks about anything, I just sit there. I'm like, how do you know all this? And how
he
do you...
He does great work with Nichols with the prep school and some training in the summer. I see him at the rink. He's still got the energy level. Loves to
big
teach.
Big runner, right?
Like, big, I mean, well, he's in great shape. But loves to teach the game, skill development. Like, we're doing skill development in 98, 99 that I had never seen before. So that was Johnny Cristiano. Unfortunately for him, one practice, he was doing skills development with tight turns around the net. And Greg Walters, who had a bomb of a shot. So Wally was doing one-timers high in the zone.
Oh,
and John Cristiano was in the corner giving pucks to guys. The puck went off the crossbar post, and it came right at him. It hit him so hard in the face, it sliced him right in the cheek, right? It was a big smiley face in the cheek because the puck had so much rotation that it just sliced. He put a couple of bandages on there, and he kept doing the drills. Like, it was Johnny C. But anyway, Randy Cunningworth, player assistant coach with John Cristiano, assistant coach, and Brian McCutcheon, head coach. And then everything came together. It was incredible. So Cunny was a really big part of my development with Rochester. His veteran leadership. We Super Bowl party at his house. I remember his Halloween costume. He came in, he had built this car, you know, like the cardboard car you put around him. He had the suspenders, and he had an actual working light in the middle of it, and he kept, like, the headlights were on at the bar. So, yes, so Cunny was a really great influence, and obviously he's just a wonderful person.
Any other highlights? Well, are you okay right now? Like, are you, because you're so into golf right now. My guess is, like, you really want to get right back out there.
I tried to push it as long as I could. I'm like, guys, I would have chipped.
There wasn't a lot of show prep today. Yeah, can you tell?
Well, I did all my prep yesterday, as you can see on my book, and the New Jersey Devils, if we get there or not. But if not, I'll use it
it's
for tomorrow.
It's like the CFL. We're going to punt early and probably save the Devils for tomorrow.
Perfect. That's no problem. I'll have my work done for that already. But, no, it was... who else did I see? I talked to Ryan Callahan,
So what's a, I mean, that's a good segue, just based on, you know, kind of where we're at off-season wise, league wide. Obviously a Rochesterian, but known now for his ongoing work as an analyst on ESPN. Yeah. What's top of mind for him right now?
What was top of mind for him? Oh, I remember telling him how I was injured. He looked good. He looked really good. He's got the flow too. The hair's growing. And Kelly always looks good. He was always in great shape. Gave his body for the team. He was my captain after Chris Drury with the Rangers. But I'm like, I said, do you skate a little bit? He goes, once in a while I get out there. I'm like, I went out there a week and a half ago, and I'm still wearing like a brace on my knee because it's feeling better now. And he goes, you should call Rammer. So Rammer is Jim Ramsey, who trainer with the New York Rangers. He's now with the Montreal Canadiens.
Right. Remember the breaking news story that you had this year.
I know.
Year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. With the cut-proof socks that Josh Anderson was wearing for the first time.
Yes.
So anyway, he goes, you should call Rammer. I'm like, you know what? That's not a bad idea. So I'm going to go see Rammer in Montreal, spend 3 or 4 days, you know, and he goes, you know your way around Montreal. I'm like, yeah, that would be good. So I think we should do the show from Montreal while I get my knee looked at.
I think those two gentlemen, Rammer and Callahan, should be your first guests on your Bone on Ice podcast.
Oh, no, that's Paul Hamilton. I can't go. I can't infringe. That's copyrighted. But yes,
not
maybe.
When you own it.
I've already put the paperwork in. Sorry, Bone. So Kelly was here. It was great. Roy Fitzpatrick was here. Love Sin Fitzy. Mm-hmm.
Is he awesome. Marriott? Huh? Is he the Marriott?
I think he could be. So you remember this because you're a Sabres fan at heart, but when Tom Golisano, which I saw last Monday, I forgot to tell you guys, he was at the Jim Kelly golf tournament.
Of course. So amazing.
So him and Tom Golisano and
did he
and
get
Kelly
on you
Foundation,
again for having that one bad game?
No. Okay. He was all good, all smiles, good. Happy to see me. It was awesome. Larry Quinn was there too. Mm-hmm. But when Tom Golisano bought the team after it was, you know, basically going through the Reguses and all their legal troubles, one of his big things is he wanted to bring Rochester as part of the Western New York Buffalo Sabres type thing. So we played a preseason game in Rochester against Chicago.
Yep.
Was
tied,
that a good
tie game?
That was not a good game because that's the game I think Tim Connelly got injured. Mm. He suffered a concussion, missed the whole year. That was 03-04. Then he played a little bit in Europe in the 04-05 lockout season, came back healthy for the beginning of 05-06. But we also played a game in Rochester against the New Jersey Devils, a regular season game.
Yeah.
And it was deemed the Rory Fitzpatrick, Brian Gionta Bowl because Gionta
was the one that ended up tied, right?
That was a 2-2 tie. I believe Marty Brodeur was in net.
Mm-hmm.
I think Mika Noronen played that game, if I recall. Maybe I played. I don't even remember. I'd have to go back and look. But, yeah, it was a Rory Fitzpatrick, Brian Gionta. Mm-hmm. And you're right. Fitzy could be the mayor of Rochester because he's been everywhere.
Anything in your notes non-Devils related that you wanted to talk about?
Not really.
No?
My Devils related notes are...
No, non-Devils.
Yeah,
I'm trying to delay them as our team of the day.
Because it is almost late August.
Chris Taylor, by the way, Amherst Hall of Famer.
No, Devils assistant coach?
Formerly. Now he's out west.
Where is he?
Dude.
I don't even know. I got to look it up.
I think it's Seattle, isn't it?
Oh, yes, you're right. Botts brought him up to Seattle. You're right. So Jason Botrell in the connection brought him over to Seattle.
Thought he might have been spewing misinformation there.
So he was with the Devils for a while.
Yeah.
Lindy Ruff brought him over. Mm-hmm. He stayed with Sheldon Keefe but moved on.
Yeah.
Tills was awesome. You talk about veterans that have been in Rochester.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
I mean, that's what you feel when you're here.
But we are late August, mid-late August, right? So we can say that now? Erie County Fair is done?
Mid.
I went to the Erie County Fair Saturday night, Duffer.
What was happening?
Nothing. Just me and Ashley, my youngest, we decided to go.
Well, wasn't there something? Wasn't
there
like
track?
I was going to say tractor puller demolition derby.
There was a demolition derby. Well, we went because love Chevetta's chicken. Mm-hmm. So we went, got chicken. She loves to play I Got It. And she's a professional at I Got It. For those that don't know, I Got It is basically bingo, but with rubber balls that you throw into this container and then you try to make 5 in a row.
Yeah.
So we spent $20, right?
That's it.
10 games each.
Okay.
$1 a game. I win, but there's multiple winners, so I get three free games. I get $3 worth. So now we're done. I'm like, hey, let's go do the big Ferris wheel and other games or whatever. And now she's angry because she's like, I win at I Got It. Every time I play, we got to play it again. So we give it a little break. We go back. We sit down. We played five games. She won two. Back-to-back winners. She actually, by herself, back-to-back winners. The lady across, she's like, you're like a professional at this. And she's like, oh, yeah. So she ended up with her two I Got It wins and got herself a hat, an amazing hat. It says, I love to play I Got It. And on the back of Velcro, it says, I got it. So she had it on backwards. And then she got a Sabres basketball for her boyfriend, Luke. And it was awesome because she kept bouncing the ball around. And now people are like, hey, good choice. I'm like, obviously, she had to pick the Sabres basketball. But she was bouncing it around the fair the whole time.
Oh,
we had a great time. We got fried Oreos. But the reason I'm saying is because now that the fair is done, it feels like we're in late summer. Like, the fair is the cutoff, late summer, right? So we got a, 20 days until the Bills season opener.
Don't go there.
I know. That was a tough one last night.
Just kidding. It's preseason.
I don't care what you want to see how much preseason matters? What the Sabres do last year in the preseason, the first few games?
Yeah.
They dominated, and then...
Well, then they handed it off to the Amerks because they went to Europe instead.
Yeah, that's what they did.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm just saying preseason doesn't matter, people. It's all about the first day of the regular season.
Yes, you had jogged my memory for something to talk about there, and now it has gone completely out the right ear after coming in the left.
We said Chris Taylor. What else?
It had something to do with the schedule and things of that nature. But
the Sabres schedule?
Probably the football schedule, but...
Okay. I don't know. I know is September 7th.
You think Scotty Scheffler wins this weekend to close out the FedEx?
Like
he doesn't really need another $10 million on top of everything this year, but he's kind of unstoppable, right?
So
how about Bobby Robert McIntyre.
Robert McIntyre, like, four strokes up to start the day.
Right, but did anybody
holes.
Think on Saturday that he was going to hang on to it against Scheffler? And through no fault of his own, like, I kind of expected McIntyre to be like... he's been really good this year, even though he hasn't been able to win. Like, for the first time, he's into the top 10, you know, in world ranking. Yeah, and then I read a quote from today that he, after his media or during his media address, he's like, honestly, like, I really just want to go smash my clubs.
Yeah, I could feel he had some anger. And look, I get, like, hockey and golf go hand in hand, right?
Yeah.
So when I was playing hockey, the summertime, I got out on the golf course a ton. I would work out in the morning, golf course in the afternoon. It was great until the kids got a little older and then you're busier. But it goes in. And I haven't been this into golf in a long, long time. Now I've got the itch again. I'm watching it. I watched the U.S. amateur. The won the U.S. amateur yesterday is 18 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, O'Kill down the road here in Rochester. I'm going to say the region of Rochester is going to host the U.S. Amateur, I think, next year. So that's, like, this is big golf. So I was watching this. I was watching, you know, Scottie Scheffler's comeback, and I actually missed him chipping in on 17, believe it or not. I was getting in my car, and I was going to turn it on the radio, and then I got a call from my dad, and he goes, are you watching golf? I'm like, well, it's going to be an interesting 18 hole because he's only got a one-stroke lead. And he goes, he chipped in. I'm like, I missed it. I can't believe Scottie Scheffler did that.
Really is remarkable.
I can't believe he did it while I wasn't watching.
True. He wasn't thinking of you, though.
No,
I hate to break
problem.
That to you. But
James Dutty had a fantastic tweet. He said something about how Scheffler's won 10 times in 30 tournaments or whatever. And he goes, yeah, but he got DQ'd in Happy Gilmore, too.
Probably made plenty of money from that, too.
I don't know if you've seen it, Duffer,
but I have not.
I'm telling you, don't set your expectations too high, but it is
Hang on, are you talking about the movie or our show?
The movie.
Okay.
Happy Gilmore 2. But it is a fun movie. I laughed. Scotty Scheffler's got a great part in it. John Daly is amazing in it. So you got to expect, like, that type of, you know, monkey business.
You know that I'm thrilled that you had a great Saturday at the fair with your daughter, right?
Yeah. What did you do Saturday?
watched.
That was the Porkfest at the
Lancaster.
Lancaster, yes.
I'm so mad at you.
Yes.
Because you promised recently.
But I didn't know until I saw it on Instagram. I'm like, oh, like, I could have been out there.
Yes, you could have.
But I didn't know until it was too late. Cause
it was a little hot for you. I'm not going to lie. You might have melted out there.
That's all right.
At Lancaster's Broadway Deli.
Yes.
Yes.
I saw the nice little setup outside.
It was a perfect setup. Wonderful performance. Yeah. Addison Logan. Follow her on Instagram. She's got lots of shows coming up. So
she has been busy.
She has been.
You know, I've like on Instagram, she'll put in her stories, like, I've got concert here, concert there, concert there. I want her to play in East Aurora. I got to, like, be her promoter, and I got to find her a spot.
Get in line, buddy.
Yeah, I know.
Get
seriously.
In line.
Sunsets at the Stables next year, Addison. You got to get that at Knox Park. That is a great little venue. It's awesome.
Well, it might come after her debut at the Ryman, but.
Yeah, it's okay. So. I think we can get it done.
This is the stuff that I just keep pushing. So.
I know. You're a much better promoter than I am. You're promoting the Ryman. I'm promoting Knox Farms Sunset at the Stables, which is great, by the way, but the Ryman's better.
Right. Well, that's the art, venues, all of it's open for interpretation.
Yes, you're right.
And as long as you go in with the great expectations
about
of
Machine Gun Kelly on the roof of a garage.
Dude,
yeah, exactly.
What was I doing 1 week ago? Like, this is the crazy part. You weren't on.
No, I was at the
I was
tournament.
Melting at a Mid-Ohio truck stop.
Yeah.
and still unsure
whether
I was because I had no idea when or where the show was.
Yep.
And then watching MGK do, like, four other pop-up shows through the course of the week.
Is that how he's being named
now, MGK? That's
what
he goes
by. I can't
say
the whole thing.
Yeah, well, I mean.
I think people should start calling me MGB
but
or
MB43. I try that. I feel like it doesn't quite latch on. But Amherst Hall of Famer works very well for a day like today.
Yeah, that's good.
But just watching, like, his other pop-up shows last week and, like, some, like, in a record store, and I guess he hijacked some karaoke thing in, like, Indianapolis or Milwaukee or something like that. That was my whole concern on the drive, was, like, what if this is a daytime pop-up and, like, I arrive an hour late? That's a crappy 9-hour round trip for no good reason.
You were baking in the sun. There's no way you would do a pop-up in the middle of the afternoon, 100 degree in the sun, but you never know. So, no, that's what it is, though. It's like, I went to the fair. You went to Porch Fest at Lancaster Deli. So, that's
good. Yeah, and it was honestly a great day for the whole event in Lancaster, just because it was such a beautiful afternoon. So, thanks to all the bands who took part. We, of course, here on August 18th are within a few weeks now. Prospects Challenge ramping up, Hockey Fest, Fan Fest. It all, like, leads us nicely in to the Sabres preseason. So while we're on that note and awaiting guests here at our Amherst Alumni Golf Tournament and beautiful Cobblestone Creek Golf course, we encourage you to sign up for Hockey Fest today. This is, if you thought it was hot on Saturday in Lancaster, it might be equally so right down on RJ Way in front of the arena. But it's all part of Sabres Fan Fest. Takes place on September 13th. All skill levels are welcome for Hockey Fest. All you have to do, go to sabres.com/hockeyfest to sign your team up today. We will continue on location, as Marty will take a few more swings during commercial break, just so he stays fresh.
I know. My team should be coming up.
They should be.
Soon.
I was actually a little surprised that I didn't hear you out on the course as soon as I got here, but I am glad that you're alongside.
They put me in the farthest point.
Really?
I was, like, literally 5 minutes away driving back.
Well, I am, of course, merely a spectator on this day, but we are glad to be with you at the Amherst Alumni Golf Tournament. We're back after this on Sabres Live.